All right, so today we're going to be tackling big data.
Sounds good.
And looks like you've sent us a ton of stuff here, notes, quizzes, even this pretty interesting article about data creation.
It's a big topic.
Yeah, so you're clearly looking to go deeper than just the simple definition, right?
Absolutely.
More like a deep dive into like the nuts and bolts of what big data really is.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So before we get lost in a sea of like, zettabytes and all that,
Great.
let's start with something basic.
Okay.
We've got this slide here with just a simple data table,
Yeah.
like rows and columns, the kind of thing you'd see in like a spreadsheet. So this should be pretty familiar territory, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is data in its most basic form.
Okay, see
You know,
that?
you think of each row as like a person.
Oh, okay.
And the columns are their characteristics, you know, height, weight, age, things like that.
Right.
Now imagine that table with millions, even billions of rows.
Whoa.
That's where we're starting to get into big data. It's about analyzing information on just a massive scale.
Okay, I can picture that, but I'm guessing it's not just about like the sheer number of rows, right?
You got it.
It's got to be something about the columns too.
Yeah, that's where things can get a little bit tricky.
Okay.
If you have way more columns than you do rows, it's like trying to find a specific grain of sand on a beach
Oh, wow.
that's constantly getting wider and wider.
Okay.
This is something we call the curse of dimensionality.
Okay.
And it's one of the reasons that big data needs specialized tools and techniques
Oh, I see.
to handle all of that complexity.
Right.
Your average spreadsheet software would probably just melt down.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, big data, it's not just about the size, right? It's about wrangling this huge amount of information with like tons of different variables.
It is.
It's almost like trying to drink from a fire hose, as the saying goes.
Exactly. And that brings us to this classic definition of big data we've
Yeah.
got here on this slide from Investopedia. It really highlights the enormous volume of information,
Okay.
the diverse types of data, and that incredible speed at which it's all growing.
Which is where I guess the famous three V's come:
Yeah.
volume, variety, and velocity.
Sounds like a superhero team.
It does.
Right? Yeah.
We've got a visual here that sort of breaks down each one.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So volume refers to the sheer size of these data sets, which, as we've been talking about, can be mind-bogglingly large.
Yeah, for sure.
Variety refers to the different types of data.
Okay.
Everything from structured data,
Okay.
like you'd find in a database,
Gotcha.
to unstructured data like social media posts, images, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And then velocity
Yeah.
captures the speed at which all of this data is being generated
Right.
and needs to be processed. Think about like real-time stock market data
Oh, yeah.
or social media trends, you
Yeah.
know, things that are constantly changing.
Okay, so I've got our superhero team of Vs, but then I see here the definition kind of gets even more complex.
Right.
There's mentions of additional Vs like veracity and value.
Yes, and that's really important because the expansion from 3 to 5 Vs
Oh.
really reflects how our understanding of big data has evolved over time.
Right.
Veracity emphasizes the importance of data quality and trustworthiness.
Oh,
You
okay.
can have a mountain of data,
Right.
but if it's inaccurate,
Yeah.
it's useless.
Totally.
And then value highlights the ultimate goal of big data, extracting those meaningful insights that can be used to make better decisions or solve problems.
So it's not just about collecting data for the sake of it.
No.
It's about making that data work for you.
Absolutely.
Now, I've also seen mentions of even more Vs.
Oh, yeah.
Is there like a whole league of these data superheroes?
There really is.
Wow.
The list has grown to include things like variability,
Okay.
validity, even visualization, to name a few. You
Wow.
could almost play big data buzzword bingo with all the V's floating around.
I might just have to make a bingo card for our next deep dive.
Sounds fun.
But it seems like those original three and the
Wow.
expanded five, they really capture the core concepts pretty well.
Absolutely. The additional V's add nuance and depth,
Right.
but the fundamentals are all there.
Okay, so are you ready for some mind-blowing stats about just how much data we're generating?
Oh, yeah. Hit me with it.
Got my calculator ready.
All right, well, according to this Business 2 Community article you sent, in 2024 alone,
Okay.
we're projected to create a staggering 402.74 million terabytes of data every single day.
Wait, hold on. 402.74 million terabytes
That's right.
every single day.
Every day.
That's more data than I can even imagine.
It's a number that's hard to even wrap your head around.
Yeah.
To put into perspective, that's enough data to fill over 400 million 1 terabyte hard drives.
Wow.
Every single day.
Okay.
And when you add it all up,
yeah,
it comes to a whopping 147 zettabytes annually.
A zettabyte.
Yeah.
I think I need a bigger calculator.
You might think of it this way.
Okay.
If each gigabyte were a brick,
yeah,
we'd be building 16 Great Walls of China every year with all that data.
Wow, that's,
yeah,
that's a lot of bricks.
It is. And to bring it down to a personal level,
okay,
each internet user creates, on average, about 1.7 MB of data every second.
Wait, so every time I blink, I'm generating enough data to like fill a high quality digital photo?
Pretty much.
I had no idea I was such a data powerhouse.
We all are.
Wow.
Every click, every post, every email contributes to this massive and ever-growing ocean of data.
So where is all of this data coming from?
Well, I'm guessing social media is a big culprit.
Yeah.
I mean, people are constantly uploading photos, sharing videos, tweeting their thoughts. You are right on the mark.
Okay.
Social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they are data-generating machines.
Yeah.
Just think about it. Facebook users upload 147,000 photos every single minute.
And with platforms like TikTok and YouTube encouraging even more video content, I can only imagine how much data that adds to the mix.
It's a staggering amount. And let's not forget about good old email.
Oh, right.
Despite the rise of messaging apps,
yeah,
we're still sending over 333 billion emails every single day.
So we've got this global digital stew simmering here.
You do.
With ingredients constantly being added from like every corner of the internet.
Right.
But here's the big question.
Yeah.
How do we actually use all of this data?
That's the big question.
Right. It's not like we can just scoop a bowl of raw data and magically get insights, right?
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting. And that's what we're going to dive into next.
Okay, cool.
All right. Welcome back to our deep dive into big data.
Yeah.
In part one, we talked about that sheer volume and variety of data being generated and how quickly it's all growing.
Mm-hmm.
We even threw around terms like zettabyte.
Yeah.
I hope you have your calculators handy.
Oh, yeah. My head was spinning a little bit.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Good.
So we've got this massive digital stew simmering, you know.
Right. But I'm ready to dig in and see how we can actually put all this data to work.
We'll get ready to feast.
Okay.
Because the applications of big data are practically endless.
Wow.
It's already transforming industries from healthcare and finance to entertainment and sports.
Okay.
And the really exciting part.
Yeah.
Is that we're only just scratching the surface of what's possible.
So let's start with something I think we can all relate to.
Okay.
Personalized recommendations.
Sure.
You know, I'm constantly amazed by how streaming services like Netflix seem to know exactly what I want to watch next, even before I do.
Right. It can feel a bit like magic.
Yeah.
But it's really the power of big data in action.
Okay.
Netflix uses sophisticated algorithms that analyze your viewing history.
Right.
Not just what you've watched, but how you've interacted with the platform.
Okay.
They look at things like what you've rated.
Okay.
What you've added to your watch list.
Right.
Even how long you've watched specific shows or movies. So it's not just about what I've watched in the past. It's also about my behavior on the platform.
Exactly.
They're tracking my every click and scroll.
Pretty much. And those algorithms are getting incredibly good at recognizing patterns.
Yeah.
And predicting what you're likely to enjoy.
So it goes beyond just suggesting shows and movies.
Right.
They can even recommend specific scenes or moments that I might like based on my preferences.
That's right.
That's incredible.
It is pretty cool. And this kind of personalized approach isn't limited to streaming services.
Oh, really?
No, not at all. Think about Amazon.
Okay.
Suggesting products you might like.
Right.
Spotify curating those personalized playlists or even news apps, tailoring content based on your reading habits.
Wow.
Big data is behind the scenes.
Okay.
Making all of these experiences more relevant and engaging.
So it's like having a personal assistant.
Yeah.
Who knows my taste better than I do?
Pretty much.
But let's shift gears a little bit to an area where I think big data has the potential to make a really profound impact.
Okay.
Healthcare.
Oh, absolutely. Hmm? The healthcare industry is ripe for disruption.
Okay.
And big data is already playing a critical role.
Okay.
In medical research, drug discovery, and personalized medicine.
So how's that working?
Well, by analyzing massive data sets of patient records, genomic information, clinical trial results,
right,
researchers can identify patterns and trends that were previously hidden.
So it's like having a super-powered research assistant who can sift through mountains of data and pinpoint the most promising avenues for investigation.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
Big data is helping researchers identify genetic markers for diseases.
Okay.
Develop targeted therapies.
Right.
And even predict outbreaks before they happen.
Wow.
And on a more individual level, it's enabling this thing called personalized medicine.
Okay.
Where treatments are tailored to a patient's specific genetic makeup, lifestyle, environmental factors.
So big data is taking healthcare from this one-size-fits-all approach to a truly personalized experience.
Precisely. And it's not just about developing new treatments.
Oh, okay.
Big data is also improving the efficiency and effectiveness of healthcare delivery.
Okay. How so?
Well, hospitals are using predictive analytics to forecast patient admissions, optimize staffing levels, and even prevent hospital-acquired infections.
So it's not just about treating people when they're sick.
Right.
It's about using data to keep them healthy in the first place.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the role of big data in public health initiatives.
Okay.
By tracking disease outbreaks, identifying risk factors, monitoring the effectiveness of interventions.
Right.
We can better protect and promote population health on a global scale.
Okay, so we've seen how big data is revolutionizing entertainment and healthcare.
Yeah.
But what about finance?
Finance.
You know, it seems like Wall Street's been using data and algorithms for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Finance was an early adopter of data analytics.
Okay.
But big data has taken things to a whole new level.
How so?
Financial institutions are using big data to analyze market trends.
Okay.
Assess risk, detect fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And make more informed investment decisions.
So it's like having a crystal ball that can predict the future of the market.
Wasn't quite a crystal ball.
Okay.
But big data does give them a much clearer view of market forces, emerging trends, and potential risks.
Right.
And it's not just about making money.
Okay.
Big data is also being used to improve customer service, personalize banking experiences, and even promote financial inclusion.
Interesting. So it's not just the big players on Wall Street who are benefiting from big data.
Right.
It's also having an impact on how everyday people manage their finances.
Absolutely. And we're seeing similar trends across a wide range of industries.
Like what?
From retail and manufacturing to transportation and energy. Mm-hmm. Big data is helping businesses optimize their operations, improve their products and services, and make better decisions across the board.
So far, we've been focusing on like the positive aspects of big data.
Right.
But I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about some of the potential downsides as well.
Yeah.
You know, with all this data being collected and analyzed, there are bound to be concerns about privacy and security.
You're right. And it's something we need to be very mindful of.
Yeah.
As big data becomes more pervasive,
right,
we need to ensure that appropriate safeguards are in place to protect sensitive information and prevent misuse.
Absolutely. And with the increasing use of artificial intelligence and machine learning to process and analyze all this data, there are also concerns about bias and fairness.
That's a very valid point.
Right.
If the data used to train these algorithms is biased, the results will be biased as well.
Okay.
And that can have real-world consequences.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to things like loan applications, hiring decisions, even criminal justice.
It seems like there's a lot of responsibility.
There is.
That comes with the power of big data.
Absolutely. As these technologies continue to evolve, it's crucial that we have open and honest conversations about the ethical implications.
Okay.
We need to ensure that big data is used for good, not for harm.
Right.
And that it benefits all of humanity, not just a select few.
This has been a really insightful conversation so far.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
We have.
What are some of the emerging trends in big data that you're most excited about?
Well, one trend that's gaining a lot of traction is edge computing.
Edge computing?
Yeah. Instead of sending all the data to a central cloud for processing,
right,
edge computing brings the computation closer to the source of the data.
So that's like having mini data centers.
Yeah.
Right? Where the action is happening.
Exactly. This can significantly reduce latency, improve efficiency, and enhance privacy and security.
Gotcha.
It's particularly valuable for things like self-driving cars.
Oh, right.
Or Internet of Things devices, where real-time processing is critical.
I can definitely see how that would be a game changer.
Yeah.
Any other trends that have caught your eye?
Another trend to watch is this growing convergence of big data.
Okay.
Artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Okay.
These technologies are becoming increasingly intertwined.
Okay.
Leading to even more powerful and sophisticated applications.
So it's like a super group of data-driven technologies, each one amplifying the capabilities of the others.
Exactly. And this is leading to breakthroughs in areas like natural language processing, computer vision, and predictive analytics.
Okay.
We're seeing AI systems that can understand and respond to human speech.
Wow.
Recognize objects and faces in images.
Right.
And even predict future events with increasing accuracy.
It's both exciting and a little bit daunting to think about what the future holds.
I agree.
It seems like the possibilities are truly endless.
They are. And with those possibilities come both tremendous opportunities and significant challenges.
Yeah.
The key is to approach big data with a sense of both optimism and caution.
Oh, okay.
And always remember that technology is a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Right.
It's up to us to ensure that it's used wisely and responsibly.
That's a great point to end on.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground in this part of our big data deep dive.
We have.
We'll continue our exploration in part three.
Right.
Where we'll look at some even more specific examples of how big data is being used in the real world.
Okay.
And what it all means for you, the listener.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, welcome back. So we've spent the last two parts of this deep dive unpacking like what big data is, where it comes from. And we even dipped our toes into like some of the ways it's being used across different industries.
Yeah, we've seen how it's being used to like personalize our entertainment,
right,
revolutionize healthcare, even give financial institutions a glimpse into the future of the market.
Right, exactly. But now I'm kind of eager to hear some real world stories that kind of bring this concept to life.
Yeah, me too.
You know, the kind of examples that make you go, wow, I didn't know big data could do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, buckle up, because I've got a few stories that might just blow your mind.
Okay, I'm ready.
So let's start with an organization called Crisis Text Line. Oh. Have you heard of them?
The name rings a bell, but I'm not super familiar with the details.
Okay, so they provide free 24/7 crisis support via text message.
Wow.
Anyone who's feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or like they're in a crisis situation can text them.
Okay.
And they'll be connected with a trained crisis counselor.
That's amazing. It seems like texting would be a much easier way for people to reach out for help, especially if they're feeling anxious or afraid to talk on the phone.
Exactly. And that's where big data comes in.
Oh.
Crisis Text Line collects and analyzes millions of text messages.
Okay.
To identify patterns and trends in how people express emotional distress.
Oh, wow. So they're using big data to get like a deeper understanding of the language of crisis.
Yes.
That's incredible.
It is. They've discovered all sorts of fascinating insights. Like, for example, they found that people who use the word ibuprofen in their texts.
Ibuprofen.
Are at a higher risk of suicide.
Wow. I would never have guessed that. It's amazing how big data can reveal these hidden connections that we wouldn't be able to see otherwise.
Right. It's like having a digital detective that can sift through mountains of information and find clues that would otherwise go unnoticed.
Right.
And it's not just about helping to prevent suicides.
Yeah.
Crisis Text Line is using big data to improve its training programs for counselors, develop more targeted resources, and ultimately save more lives.
That's really inspiring.
Yeah.
Perfect example of how big data can be used for social good.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit to the world of sports.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered how teams like the Golden State Warriors or the New England Patriots have achieved such incredible success in recent years?
Yeah, I've definitely noticed their winning streaks. I know a lot of it comes down to talented players and great coaching. But I've also heard whispers about how they're using data to their advantage.
Well, those whispers are true.
Really?
These teams and many others are using sophisticated data analytics to gain a competitive edge.
Wow.
They're tracking everything from player movements and shot statistics to opponent tendencies and even weather conditions.
So they're basically building like a data-driven playbook.
Yes.
It's like Moneyball, but on steroids.
Exactly. They're using data to optimize their strategies.
Okay.
Identify areas for improvement and make real-time adjustments during games.
Wow. So it's like having a digital coach that can provide insights and recommendations.
Right.
Based on this deep understanding of the game.
Exactly. And it's not just about winning games.
Okay.
Teams are also using big data to improve player health and safety.
Oh, wow. How so?
By monitoring athletes' biometrics and training loads, they can prevent injuries and optimize performance.
So big data is transforming not only how games are played,
mm-hmm.
but also how athletes are trained and cared for.
Exactly. It's like a holistic approach to athletic performance.
That's really interesting.
Okay, so let's move on to one final example, and this one's about as big as it gets.
Okay, hit me with it.
I'm curious to hear how big data is being used to address one of the most pressing challenges facing our planet, climate change.
Oh, that's a great topic, and one that's near and dear to my heart. Big data is playing a crucial role in environmental science and conservation efforts.
Okay.
Like, for example, scientists are using satellite imagery and sensor data to track deforestation, monitor air and water quality, and study the impact of climate change on ecosystems.
So it's like having a global network of digital eyes and ears keeping watch over the planet.
Exactly. And this data is being used to inform policy decisions, develop sustainable solutions, and raise awareness about environmental issues.
That's incredibly powerful. It seems like big data could be a real game changer in our efforts to understand and address the complex challenges of climate change.
It absolutely can. Yeah. It's already helping us to track emissions, predict extreme weather events, and develop strategies for mitigation and adaptation.
Right.
And as the technology continues to evolve, we can expect even more innovative and impactful applications to emerge.
These examples have been truly eye-opening.
Yeah.
I'm really starting to see just how pervasive and transformative big data is. It's touching every aspect of our lives, from the personal to the global.
You're absolutely right. It's hard to think of an industry or a field that isn't being impacted by big data in some way.
Right.
And as the volume, variety, and velocity of data continue to grow, so too will its potential.
Well, I feel like I've gone from feeling intimidated by big data to feeling excited about its possibilities.
That's great.
But before we wrap up, I'd love to get your thoughts on what all of this means for, like, the average person.
Sure.
Should we be excited, concerned, or maybe a little of both?
That's a great question, and one that doesn't have a simple answer. I think it's natural to feel both excitement and concern about the rise of big data. On the one hand, it holds incredible potential to solve some of the world's most pressing problems, from improving healthcare to addressing climate change.
Right.
And it's already making our lives more convenient and personalized in countless ways.
But on the other hand, we need to be aware of the potential risks, especially when it comes to privacy, security, and the potential for misuse.
You're absolutely right. It's not a technology that should be embraced blindly.
Right.
We need to be informed and engaged and demand that these technologies be developed and used responsibly.
Right.
We also need to be aware of how our own data is being collected and used and make informed choices about what we share and with whom.
So it sounds like the key is to strike a balance between embracing the potential of big data while also being mindful of its limitations and potential pitfalls.
Exactly. It's a powerful tool, but like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Right.
The ultimate responsibility lies with us as individuals and as a society to ensure that it's used in a way that benefits humanity as a whole.
Well said. This deep dive has been incredibly insightful. I feel like I've gone from feeling overwhelmed by big data to feeling empowered to understand it and engage with it in a meaningful way.
That's fantastic to hear. Remember, big data is not some mysterious force beyond our comprehension.
Yeah.
It's ultimately about people.
Okay.
Understanding human behavior, solving human problems, and creating a better future for all of us.
That's a beautiful way to put it, and a perfect note to end on. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into big data.
We have.
We've explored what it is, where it comes from, how it's being used, and the potential benefits and risks it holds.
Right.
I hope you found this journey as fascinating and insightful as I have.
It's been a pleasure sharing this deep dive with you. And remember, the world of big data is constantly evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So stay curious, stay informed, and keep asking questions.
And thank you for joining us on this episode of The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into a topic that's shaping our world.